I'm doing great.
What are you doing at the moment? What are you building? What have you got your hands on?
Oh, boy. Toothpicks and glue, always.
How do you? Because I oftentimes try to stick my shoes together before I go out.
Really?
But I get glue all over my fingers and stuff. I mean, do you use a special kind of glue for this?
Just a standard white glue that kids normally use.
Okay, so you've got your toothpicks out, you've got your glue out. What actual structure is in, you know, the middle of being made at the moment?
Kind of a whimsical type piece, but it's pretty involved. There are a lot of curves and shapes.
One of yours is a bit Picasso crossed between scale electrics. I quite like that, you know.
Which one are you speaking of?
Well, I've got one that looks like, I don't know, a sort of elongated Homer Simpson face side on, and then the other one does look like a matchbox figure eight set.
They're all different. I mean, really, when I was a kid, I started out making little houses, and then I got into cable cars. Now I do fine art, abstract art from toothpicks. But I also do likenesses of people as well. I made one of President Bush.
And I saw that, yeah.
Tiger Woods, Barry Bonds.
George W. Bush, is he aware of your piece that you did?
He's definitely aware. I've been contacted by the White House several times.
You're probably being bugged and monitored now.
I'd love to be in jail with you. How are we going to get out of here? We've only got these toothpicks. Not now! It's a drill!
Well, hey, maybe you can make a spike out of one and kind of pick yourself out of there.
I'm going to make us a toothpick aeroplane. We'll fly off
we'll
the roof.
We'll fly away! I tell you, you are the Birdman of Alcatraz. Well,
yeah,
sort of.
Kind of.
What's the most amount of toothpicks you've ever used on a sculpture?
30,000 toothpicks. It was the Golden Gate Bridge, 13 feet long.
Now, do you make a good living out of selling these works of art? Is this your main job?
Yeah, it's my main gig,
wow.
And I've been doing it for a long, long time. It's not easy. I mean, I don't recommend it to anyone, but I never thought that I would be getting this much fame for toothpick sculptures. And I get a lot of recognition for it. I've even been contacted by Buckingham Palace. I shook hands with Prince Charles and Camilla.
There's a photo on your website. That's right.
I just got a letter from Arnold Schwarzenegger a week before his re-election.
I'll be
picked. All over the world. So,
now, is there a particular...
And, including you both.
Yeah. Is there a particular brand of toothpick you like to go for?
Yeah, I use diamond toothpicks.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, they must give you some kind of discount, I'd have thought, by now. You must be their biggest individual customer.
Well, I'm giving them a final plug. My contract expires, so maybe they'll want to renew after
this conversation. How long have you been contracted with them for?
I guess a little over a year, year and a half.
Wow. So, I mean, this could be make or break. What if you have to get part ways with diamond and you have to use a different
kind
of
problem.
Pick?
If there's a toothpick company in England that I want to work with, hey, give me a phone call.
Wait, matchsticks. Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, but toothpicks are a little different. They're smaller. I use what they call toothpick blanks. They're almost like a miniature matchstick.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see you do. I'd like to see you do a portrait of Edward Woodward out of wood.
Perhaps I'll make one of you.
That would be fabulous. Be lovely to
Would you really, though? I mean, you just saying that.
No, I would. Let's see if this broadcast gets a lot of people to my website.
Get on his website, people.
.com.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give that address again in just a moment. But how'd you ship it over here? Because I'm not paying any of your bloody COD from over there.
No, I just stick one in the mail. Give me a little time, though. I'm working on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, I've got a fantastic face. It's made for wood.
Well, I noticed your picture on your website. You look pretty cool there.
Oh, I've got great bone structure. Yeah, sunglasses. So you can leave the sunglasses on, take them off, I don't care. I've got a contract with Ray-Ban, so especially
leave them on. That's great. Send me a pair, too.
Rach, do you want one? Rachel's hair is like straw.
No, I don't want to put production back at all because obviously you're very busy at the moment and I'd really like to see Phil's head in wood.
Yeah.
You know, more than I would my own.
On the website, the address, one more time, my friend, is?
Toothpickart.com.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much.